QL1, over. Do you like Rocket Mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Of course you are, Control. Everyone likes rockets. Control, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm gonna go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Ever have a neighbor really come through for you? Maybe they had a tool you needed, or signed for an important package, or fed your dog when you went out of town. Wouldn't it be great to have a neighbor who could help you with your car? Well, you do. Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers. When you need a little help with your car, we're the neighbors you can count on because we're in your neighborhood. If you can hear my voice, there's a Dobbs close by. You probably pass it on the way home. See, at Dobbs, we not only offer just about every service you could possibly need under your hood, we also make it as convenient as possible to get the service you need, wherever you are. That's why we've got 40 locations. So, wherever you need expert ASE certified service, from routine preventative maintenance to complex repairs, there we are. Oh, and we're affordable too. Compare our prices and you'll see why folks keep coming to those 40 locations again and again and again. For convenient, dependable service and the lowest price on tires guaranteed, come see your neighbors at Dobbs. Family owned and operated for your family since 1976.
Okay, so you own a business. Not a startup, but a real existing business. And cash is tight. What do you do when you need funds? Go to a bank? Yeah, right. Waste a lot of time. Send tons of paperwork, only to find out you need to personally guarantee your home, firstborn, and everything in between. Or you call Next Wave Funding. Yeah, it's fast and simple, with a high approval rate for existing businesses and cash for many purposes. Equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-905-6880. That's 1-800-905-6880. When you call, you'll find out how to quickly and easily get the cash you need, up to $500,000 with no app or upfront fees. Funding based on your business, not your credit score. Plus, approvals in 2 hours and funds in 24 to 72 hours. Call Next Wave Funding today at 1-800-905-6880. That's 1-800-905-6880. This is by far the easiest and best funding available for existing businesses. Don't delay. Call 1-800-905-6880 now.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. And in clinical studies with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Do you want the greenest lawn on the block? All you have to do is count to five and find Dynagreen. Dynagreen fertilizer formations have FertiBlend. That's a special blend of ingredients that increase fertilizer effectiveness so you get better results with less fertilizer and the greenest lawn on the block. To find Dynagreen near you, all you have to do is check them out online, dynagreeninfo.com. That's dynagreeninfo.com. For your local Dynagreen dealer, check out Bear Garden Shop.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Treat yourself to the new rotisserie-style chicken sandwich from Subway, made with tender, hand-pulled, all-white chicken raised without antibiotics. The Subway Sandwich Shop. Fresh is what we do.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vinson Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
I think we have a lot of commercials. You should have watched the Oscars last night.
Minions Playhouse is on the air.
Unbelievable.
Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car. Or
and we have too many.
Frank Opinions on
they had more.
The
so join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
What is that music always sounds so low to me?
I don't know. Low volume.
Hemorrhoids.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you. That's a pain in the butt, literally. So I hear. Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the Leap Day edition of Pinions Playhouse, the 29th day of February. There won't be another one of these for 4 years. We're brought to you today by Amini's. First Community's coming up a little later. Amini's, Chesterfield Valley, the building with the copper top, copper dome. Under the copper dome is a pretty unusual, different, incredible collection of furniture and lighting and games and no junk. That's what you won't find up there. We'll talk about Amini's now to get in touch with them after this.
Hey!
Well, I see it's the same control board operator that's been standing in front of me for 17 years or 17 and a half years, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to retire, it would be a good time to call Mark and Jason, and they can go over all of your investment options. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is high, Dan.
Rat Boy just got new good feet inserts. Feeling really good. Walking better. Said he went in and told them of his having pain in his knees. And they said, what kind of knees was it?
Cheese.
Cheese knees. Cheese. Apparently, you eat a lot of cheese and calcium builds up on your knees, and that's called cheese knees. But the good feet inserts, did they help? Yep, he said they really did help a lot. There you go. What do you think? Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
That's what I think. You bet. Yeah, give it up. Give it on up. Thank you. I would be lying if I said we got our pool table from Amini's. We didn't. I had the pool table before there was an Amini's. That thing has been in the basement, I'm going to guess, 20 years, something like that. And the reason I mention that is when your kids get older and they become teenagers, and there's this division, this gap that happens between you and the kids. And they don't like your music, you don't like their music. What are you going to school dressed that way? and it's just one thing after another. But if you can find something that when you're home, you can do together and that will actually keep them home more, because you don't want your kids gone all the time. You know why they go over to Jimmy's house or Sarah's house? Because they got stuff you don't have, like a pool table. Well, how about make it your house? Make it something where, in our case, holidays especially, when my late father-in-law would come over, oh my goodness, he loved playing pool with my kids. And it was just it was something that everybody enjoyed, and that's true with pinball machines. I have four. One of them I purchased from Amini's, and the other four I had before there was an Amini's. I do have a shuffleboard, but I don't have foosball. I've never liked foosball. I don't have a jukebox. I'd like to have. Maybe one day I'll have a jukebox. If anything, I just like to look at it. You can get great sound lots of ways. I like looking at a jukebox. I like the bubbles and the whole idea of a jukebox. They have all that at Amini's, plus something they didn't have this time a year ago. Some of the most spectacular, finest-made furniture you'll ever see in your life. Something the average furniture stores don't carry. Wait till you see this furniture. Lighting, what do you need? Some accent lighting, bedroom lighting, something for the nightstand, something for the ceiling, chandelier. They got it. It's all there. Jaffe lighting upstairs at Amini's. What about patio furniture? Their number one category. They sell more in the patio furniture category than anything else. And you'll see why when you see the quality of the patio furniture. You're not going to be replacing this furniture for a long, long time. The old saying, you get what you pay for? Well, you pay for junk, you get junk. Pay for quality, you get quality. And that's all Amini's carries. A-M-I-N-I-S. Amini's, Amini's.com, right there in the middle of Chesterfield Valley.
Tomorrow we will, well, this week, maybe tomorrow, maybe Wednesday, we will welcome a new advertiser, and I'm happy to speak for Joe Colmer and his wife and their business. It's a very difficult thing to talk to people about, cremation and the funeral business, but it's a business that affects every single person. We are all going to die. And I like what I have learned so far about Joe Colmer and the way he does business and the way he will help you understand you do not have to break the bank to have a dignified cremation or even regular service. So they'll join us this week. American Cremation in St. Louis and Colmer Memorial Services in Illinois.
He has a great last name for that.
Colmer. Isn't
that
the truth?
Yeah, that type of business.
It's K-A-L-M, but you're in the funeral business.
Yeah.
Colmer.
Yeah.
The cremation business. Colmer. Mm-hmm. Which you have to be to be in that business. Was in a doctor's office 2 days ago and 3 days ago.
Are you okay?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm not, but that's another story. And they had an aquarium in there. And I just sat and I stared at it, and I thought, I don't get aquarium. I get them when they're other people's aquariums.
They're calming.
I like looking at, yes, but I like looking at somebody else's. Maybe Joe Colmer should go in the aquarium business. Colmer's, be Colmer, get an aquarium from Colmer. When it's somebody else's, it's kind of like a swimming pool. If you can get to know somebody next to you, close to you, that has a pool, use their pool. And you don't have to do all the crap. Aquarium's the same way. And I sat and I watched this aquarium. And first of all, I've never understood why it was fascinating. Because if you watch it for, I don't know, 3 minutes, you've seen everything you'll ever see. And that's a fish swimming left to right. And maybe stop and dive and come up. That's it. They don't have far to go. And they don't do anything. They don't.
And I remember, because Dan had one for a while, they're a lot of work, too, aren't they?
Oh,
And that's my other point. It's a lot of work. For what?
Keeping
to watch
pH.
The same? And
yeah,
they're kind of calming.
Yeah, you keep the pH level, and you have to do this. And
there's
do
salt
that to
water,
it.
And there's fresh water, blah, 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 blah. That bubbler thing, if that stops working, they're all going to die because they're not getting enough oxygen. It'd be okay to go through all that if the result was very exciting. But it's not.
There's docile fish.
You're kind of an expert.
And you, oh man, I had a, I went from a, like a 10 gallon to a 25 gallon to a 55 gallon tank.
Big time.
Oh yeah. And it was cool. And the bigger your tank, the bigger the fish would get. So.
Was that right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, the bigger the tank.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
you know that, Peon?
The fish will grow.
Not know
is that,
that
why
no.
goldfish that are outside in ponds are like a foot and a half long?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can get some huge. Yeah, yeah. The bigger the tank, the bigger the fish will get. So you get these grommies. These grommies
are
really
he's
big.
He's talking the talk.
Yeah, they're really big. They're big fish. But, man, these would grow huge in the big tank. And there's docile fish, and then there's semi-aggressive and aggressive. You don't want to really put aggressive fish in with docile fish because then they start eating their fins.
If you
and all
put
this
two
other
aggressives
stuff.
In, is it like a cockfight?
Yeah.
Fish
yeah.
fight?
No, usually.
I'd watch that.
Usually all the aggressive fish will school together. You have to have them in a school.
The bullies go off in the corner of the school.
Yeah.
Yard.
Yeah.
You just end up with fish shreds in the tank.
Yeah, and then you need to get a bottom feeder or something like that to clean everything
well,
off.
Well, the one and only time I ever had, and I'll tell you what it was one of those old gas pumps that the top of it, instead of gasoline, you've seen them, it's water.
Yeah.
I ordered it from Las Vegas. This thing weighed a ton. They ship it to the house. We set it up, and it was a mobile old gas tank with a nozzle that you hang on the side, and the top part, it was an aquarium. So we got some fish. I didn't know what I was doing. And I started to notice when I would feed them, after a few days, I thought, there were 7 fish in there. There's only 6. I didn't know it, and I had eaten, I had purchased a piranha. It was some kind of catfish that eats the other fish.
Mm-hmm.
So every few days, there'd be
one
less fish. And then I started to see little fish skeletons on the bottom of the thing, kind of floating around there. And I thought, wait a minute. And finally, there were 2 fish left. And I thought, all right, once it's down to 1, I'll know who the bad guy is.
Oh,
and sure enough, I go in one day, there's the 1 catfish still in
nice
there.
Nice and fat.
Yeah, and everybody else is gone. And I just thought, and then that whole cleaning ritual.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't care for that. Yeah. Now, this may sound like a weird thing to worry, wonder about, but I saw something on television on monkeys, and I started looking at these monkeys, and I wondered, why can't monkeys talk? A parrot can talk, and a parrot has no lips. Monkeys have George Burns lips. George Burns had no lips.
Yeah.
Monkeys kind of look like George Burns, but they have a tongue and teeth and gums and sort of lips that aren't, they're thin. So why in the world can't they talk? Because a parrot, who only has a beak and a little kind of a tongue, come over here. They can actually talk. Why can't monkeys talk? Because they do everything else. They peel a banana. They can pick stuff off each other. They're human-like in every other way, the closest thing to us, yet they can't say a single word. I don't get that.
Yeah,
we need to figure out and learn to teach these monkeys to talk. There's a word that we have dropped, and while I'm not a fan of political correctness, in fact, I'm the opposite. I think we've lost our minds. But one of the words we don't use anymore, I actually think it's probably a good idea. And the reason that I thought of it was I'm watching a commercial for Shriners Hospital. And it used to be Shriners Hospital for Crippled Children.
Yes.
And now it's just Shriners Hospital for Children. I think that's a good thing. I don't like the word crippled. You know, crippled. He's crippled.
Yeah, they kind of took that word out of the vocabulary.
It's done.
Yeah.
You don't hear it. It's done. You hear it from old people. Man, when I was a kid, we had polio, and the kid next door was crippled.
Yeah.
But Shriners Hospital for Crippled Children, because it just has a connotation of, helpless, not able, crippled, not able to do anything. I'm kind of glad that one's gone. So, and this little kid who's on, you'll see the commercial, it's for Shriners Hospital, he's the cutest little kid in a wheelchair. They picked the perfect spokesman to get donations, because that kid gets to you. I just heard on the news, George Kennedy just died.
Yeah.
I thought he was dead.
I did too. He was 91.
I thought he'd been dead for years.
I know.
Wow, what a terrific character. I mean, and character actor. And like Leslie Nielsen, he made the transition from serious tough guy to comedy with those airplane-type movies. He was perfect at
and
that.
And Naked Gun. Yeah, he was in Naked Gun and then Airplane. And remember, was he in Airport? Remember that movie with Dean Martin? And
he might have been.
And Airport 77. And
well, those were horrible.
Oh.
Those are movies, if you go back and try to watch them, you can't watch them. They're so bad.
I know.
Oh, and I mentioned it earlier, the Danish girl, Eddie Redmayne, was up for Best Actor. I'm just telling you, I thought it was horrible. Just like I thought Birdman was horrible. And it got all this acclaim last year, Michael Keaton. Horrible. I tried to watch it twice. Both times I quit after like 20 minutes. I just couldn't do it. I want to read you an email I got from a school teacher over something we talked about the other day, the N-word and all the rap music and black guys calling each other the N-word. She says, Frank, I was listening to you talk about young black men calling each other the N-word. One of my students called his friend in my classroom that the other day, and I wrote him up. He tried to argue with me, which I don't do, she says. I'm not going to argue with a student, saying that it was okay to call somebody that if they're both black. I told him he was wrong. And if he didn't understand why, he should speak to his grandparents. I figured they could explain it to him since they lived through the 60s. On the write-up form, I included my comment about the grandparents. So she gets called in. You'll love this. She gets called into the principal's office, and he proceeds to tell her the kid's mother is furious. Not because her son used the N-word. She's furious at the teacher.
Oh, for writing him up?
Yeah. See, this is what's wrong.
Yeah.
And she said that she also didn't appreciate the grandparent comment. And she told the principal, she says, I didn't mean she wasn't a good mother. I'm just saying the grandparents lived it. I know exactly what she meant.
Oh, yeah.
And the principal said none of that worked. The mom was mad. And so the person, I guess, reprimanded in the end is the teacher. And isn't that sad?
Why would the teacher get reprimanded?
But is, how sad is
That's
that?
That's crazy.
And because where, mom got mad that she told her kid whether or not he could or couldn't say the N-word.
Yeah, but that should be just an overall general word that you can't use in the school,
period. No, it's not. Apparently not. If you want to call your little friend the N-word, you're supposed to get away with it. And the saddest story in the news today was the one about this cop in Virginia, this 28-year-old woman. Saturday was her first day on the job as a police officer. She's dead. Mm. Some scumbag killed her. She got called to a domestic dispute her very first day on the job. And in the course of that call, things got out of hand, and she's dead. One, didn't even make it one day as a cop.
I'm telling you, that is one of the scariest calls for cops to go on, is a domestic dispute.
Because you don't know what's going on.
No, you have
And you don't know when you approach the house what could come flying out of that house.
Oh, yeah. And then someone could turn. They originally called, and then all of a sudden they turn on the cop. So...
Yeah, that's again one of the toughest jobs ever. That's why we need to every day when you see a police officer, thank them. Thank you for protecting us. You know, acknowledge the 99% of them who really are working for a fourth of what they should work for. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This guy has a stuttering problem, and he's had it ever since he was 12, 13. And it keeps him from, you know, interacting well with others his age. And now he's, you know, he's 28 years old. And he goes to see the doctor. There's a specialist who comes highly recommended. And the doctor meets him and says, "So tell me your story here." He said, "Well, my story is just this, what you're hearing now. I'm sick. I want to know why I stutter." He said, "Well, let's run some tests." So they run a bunch of tests, and the doctor comes out and says, "Now, what I'm about to say to you is going to sound crazy. But during your exam, and I'm not the only one that noticed it, you have a huge penis." He said, "Well, I do. If it weren't for that, I wouldn't even get a date. But I get lots of dates. But then they don't want to talk to me." He said, "Well, I've never seen anything so huge, and I will tell you that my tests have concluded." That's why you stutter. He goes, "Oh, get out of here." He said, "No." He said, "Well, what do we do? He said, "Well, you got one option. Well, two, keep stuttering or transplant." He said, what? He said, "Yes, very few have been done. I happen to be the doctor who's done more than any other doctor. We can transplant another penis, a smaller one. And I'm telling you, you won't stutter." And the guy says, "Well, let's get with it. Let's sign me up." He says, "All right, I'm going to schedule surgery. We'll get a donor, and I think you're going to be very happy with the results." They have the surgery. It's done. It's finished. The guy wakes up in recovery, in intensive care. The nurse looks at him and says, "How do you feel?" He says, "I feel fine. In fact, I'm a little groggy." "Whoa, I just noticed something. I'm not stuttering." Nurse says, "No, you're not. I think this was very successful indeed." Whew. Let me try some. "Hey, hello, everybody. Oh, not stuttering. ABCD, the dog went around the corner. And oh, man, I love this." So he gets released from the hospital. And a month later, he's back to see this doctor. He burst into the doctor's office. He says, "All right, doc, look, masterful surgery. I get it, but I want a reversal. I want a reversal surgery, and I want my big, giant penis back because this thing's too little. I can't get a date. I can't, girls don't want to go out with me. I mean, I can talk to them, but that's as far as it goes. And this thing's too little. I don't like this. Let's reverse this. Doctor says, I'm sorry. What's done is done.
Meet me. I have a feeling there's a guy that works at the station that loves that joke.
There's a guy that hates it. It's the opposite. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Here's Tim Wilder in a look at traffic.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, they're still working with this accident over on eastbound 64 at 157. Only the left lane is getting by. You're backed up almost to 25th Street. Now, they've cleared the accident on southbound 55 before the Manis overpass, but that's really caused problems on southbound 270 because we're slow to stop and go from Page, and that goes all the way down to Doherty Ferry and then from Marshall Road to Highway 55. On westbound 40, things jamming up from Grand, and that goes out through Bellevue. Then you're slow again, Clayton Warson to Highway 270. Westbound 70 now, drivers slowing between 170 to about Lindbergh. Eastbound 270, it's stop and go from about McDonald through 170, and then it's slow from that point all the way out through 367. This traffic report is brought to you by NBC's The Voice. The Voice is back with America's favorite coaches, Blake, Adam, Farrell, and Christina. The Voice returns, and the blind auditions begin tonight, followed by the return of Blind Spot on NBC. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Wyland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 2250-95. Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Tim Wyland. Tuesday morning, a preview of Super Tuesday with ABC's Trey Harden. Andy Strickland looks at the trade deadline, and Kelly Jackson's back with the news.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
Wouldn't you like to save on your home or commercial building's energy costs? Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. If your energy bills are out of control, there's something you can do through improved insulation. If your home or commercial building isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and hot air in the summer. You could save hundreds and possibly thousands a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation. For over 65 years, my team at Aladdin Insulation has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, lowering your energy costs by over 20% each year. Call us for a free assessment at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000. Or see our website at truteam.com. Call Aladdin Insulation now to start saving on your heating and cooling bills this year. Aladdin Insulation, 636-947-8000.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Sometimes I worry about what would happen to my family if I lost my job. But I never really thought about what would happen to them if they lost me and I didn't have life insurance. My cousin's husband died, and now she might have to sell her house just to make ends meet. I don't ever want to put my wife through that. So I called AIG Direct.
Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for AIG Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. If you're 40 years old, we could find you a $250,000 policy for $14 a month. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-939-4439.
I feel so much better now that I called.
It only takes 5 minutes to see how you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-939-4439. 1-800-939-4439.
Calling all business owners. Are you running your business without being incorporated? If you answered yes, you are now eligible to incorporate in just 10 minutes. It's a quick incorporation event from Incorporate.com, designed to save small business owners from the risk of losing everything. Just call this number for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-300-8455. If you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued. It's you, too, which means you could lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why small business owners across the country are now scrambling to incorporate during this event. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide while supplies last. 1-800-300-8455. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. But hurry and call now while they're still giving these 10-minute incorporation guides away for free. Call 1-800-300-8455. That's 1-800-300-8455.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-700-4215.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised, but hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-700-4215. That's 1-800-700-4215. 1-800-700-4215.
All right, men, here's a lesson on how to avoid being that guy. That guy cleans his CPAP system by hand every day. What a hassle. But this guy uses SoClean, the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. That guy has disgusting germs growing in his system, which could make him sick. This guy kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes with SoClean. And that guy, he doesn't even know there's a better way. This guy knows for a limited time you can try SoClean at home, risk-free, for 30 days. All you have to do is call 1-800-700-1821. SoClean is the revolutionary hands-free way to clean your CPAP system. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't be that guy. Be this guy. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free for 30 days. 1-800-700-1821. Hurry, that's 1-800-700-1821.
The 2016 St. Louis FC season kicks off Saturday, April 16th versus the Tulsa Roughnecks at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Make your plans now for the 2016 season and be a part of the tailgating, cheering, chanting, and sold-out crowds that supported the team all last season. Professional soccer is back. Season tickets start at just $150. For season tickets or individual game tickets, call 636-680-0997 or go to stlouisfc.com.
We all have big dreams, whether it's buying a new home, paying off your bills, or even college tuition. Vincent Mortgage understands that sometimes we all need a little help, and that's why we're here. By using the equity in your home, you can turn these big dreams into a reality. Call today and let one of our experienced loan officers help you find the best options for your financial future. 314-839-9999 or visit VincentMortgage.com.
NMLS 225-095 12801 Flushing Meadows, St. Louis 63131.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Get a jump on your spring to-do list this weekend at the St. Louis Home and Garden Show. Shop for everything imaginable for your home from nearly 400 companies, featuring the latest in lawn, garden, kitchen, bath, interior design, pool and spa, home products, sustainable living and more. Plus, informative seminars, cooking demonstrations, designer rooms, tiny homes, floral contest, even an extreme trampoline show. There's something for everyone at the St. Louis Home and Garden Show this weekend at America Center. For ticket and parking information, visit stlhomeshow.com.
If you are one of the millions of citizens with unresolved IRS tax problems, you must call Rush Tax Resolution today. With one call, you will speak to a federally licensed tax expert ready to help you and represent you against the IRS.
I would say my biggest fear was what was going to happen next. I was receiving these horrible phone calls, nasty letters, levies to my bank accounts. I literally did not know what to do until I called Rush Tax Resolution.
877-554-RUSH. 877-554-7874. Or RushTaxResolution.com.
What's the value of good financial advice? As much as 22.6% more in retirement income. Find out how on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
I love these commercials.
but you must call now. And then they keep saying that for like 4 months. You must call within the next 10 minutes. And I think, wow, I heard that same commercial a year ago. Maybe it's not really the next 10 minutes. Oh, well, let's move on to Southern California, where Mike Evans is standing by, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. As Andy Griffith used to say, he did those Ritz cracker commercials, and they were very effective because I still remember them. Well, that's going to be your reaction at anything to anything you get from either Annie Gunn's restaurant or the Smokehouse. Next door to each other, as I said, on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley, gift cards are always a good idea. And now here's Mike Evans.
Good.
Give it on up.
Extra good.
What's going on?
Hi, Danhaw.
I also remember Tennessee Pride sausage when I lived in Tennessee. Take home a package of Tennessee Pride. That was the theme.
I don't think that was a national.
No, I don't think so. That was just local. But Ritz crackers, everything better when sitting on the Ritz.
Good.
Good cracker.
Happy leap year. Only one more shopping day to Super Tuesday.
That's right.
Happy leap year day. I mentioned that. Do I get paid an extra day because I'm on one more day this year?
Hang on, let me check. No.
Okay. Pop quiz question. With Leonardo DiCaprio winning his first Oscar after 5 rejections, name the name of the actor who has been nominated the most times and never won. Peter O'Toole.
Great name.
Deborah Kerr. Richard Burton.
Who was the second one?
Deborah
Amy
Kerr.
Adams.
Oh.
Who was the last one?
Amy Adams.
Amy Adams.
Sounds just like her.
Hmm.
Thank you. I'm going to have a drink. I've had 2 glasses. I'll see right now. I'm not up none of your
you're
shenanigans.
Home. You're at home. The comfort of your own home. Not on the road. Can't kill anybody.
Man. You know, it's worth it when you spend $10 for a bottle of wine.
It sure is.
Red carpet highlights. Olivia Wilde. Was wild. In her white cutaway, gorgeous. Charlie Theron.
Yeah.
In a red dress, unbelievable, just delicious. And Alicia Viklander, who won the Best Supporting Actress in that yellow Dior. I believe it was a Dior. Fabulous. And my other favorite, this is my 4 favorites of the night on the red carpet. Heidi Klum. She is just so hot. It's unbelievable. But she has man hands. Let me tell you that.
Really?
She has man hands.
Who looks at her hands?
Huh?
Who looks at her hands?
Yeah. I didn't even know she had hands.
If you ever need a pickle jar open, you can call her.
Wow.
Man, and she has like 4 kids or something, too, and is mid-foot. Yeah, she still looks great.
Chris Rock's opening monologue I thought was a C. Very average. I thought his hosting was a C. Very average. It's the worst ratings for the Oscars in like 18 years.
I think you're being generous with that C.
Really?
Yeah, C-minus at best for me.
What'd you think of Louis C.K.?
I thought he was about the best thing on there.
He should, you know what? He should be the host next year. If that little bit is any indicator of what he can do on stage at that thing, bring him in as the host next year.
I agree. My pick, the 6 picks that I do every year, I missed 2. The first one, Sylvester Stallone, I had him. But everybody had him. How did he?
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of glad he lost because I'm not a big Stallone fan. And I really like the guy that won from Bridge of Spies.
Well, Sly Stallone was not happy this morning when I talked to him.
Now, Frank, let me tell you. Now, I've been in broadcasting a long time. This is when you need to record this.
I did, Mike.
Oh,
I said, Sly, I bet you're not happy about last night. Here's what he said.
Damn right I'm not. I thought I had a shoe in there. I went, yo, Adrian, I'm going to win this. You know. Yeah.
Sly Stallone, good friend of the show.
That is unbelievable.
Sure is.
That is, that's...
Well,
that's why
first.
You're the best, Franco.
That's right. Thank
you're
you.
You're on top of it, taking care of your bee.
Thank you, Mike.
Taking care of your bee. Spotlight won and beat Revenant, but, you know, bottom line is, it's Hollywood. I should have figured they would go with the political statement.
See, I think I'm stunned that the politics of Hollywood would allow that movie to win based on just the sensitive nature and the bashed and the black eye to the Catholic Church. I was stunned.
They hate God, Hollywood.
Well, you got a point there.
They hate God. Well, so you're right.
You got a point.
It's the fact, so it's like exposing it was bad. No. The fact that they can make God and the Catholic Church. It's like, you know what? These almost said the F word.
Oh.
Whoa.
Almost said the F word. Let me
thank you
drink.
For.
Look out.
Thanks for not doing it.
Thank you for realizing that at some point in your
these
head.
These priests were dirtbags, man. And should have actually, they all ought to be in jail.
But they're not.
But they're not, and that's because these guys are dirtbags. It doesn't mean the whole Catholic Church are dirtbags. They're the exact opposite. They do a lot for charities. But, you know, biggest post-Oscar party, Elton John's. Every major star was there. It was even bigger than Governor's Ball. And what, Madonna's party, Lindsay Lohan showed up. She hadn't even been in the United States for a year.
Hey, I know we're short on time here, but wouldn't you think if you go to Elton John's party, you'd sort of go, sorry, I can't make it? Because aren't you expected to write a huge check if you go to his party?
Usually, yeah, because of the AIDS.
Yeah.
Did you see him interviewed on CBS Sunday Morning?
No.
A tremendous. Great interview.
Who?
Elton John.
Yeah,
Oscar Nuggets. Oh, I did see that on Sunday Morning.
Yeah.
Oscar Nuggets. There were a bunch of very odd things that you could actually bet on. Over $1 million was bet at Betson Sportsbook. You could bet on what color Gaga's hair was going to be, whether or not Leonardo was going to have facial hair. They ran the dead people that died over the last year. Who would be the last one mentioned? Leonard Nimoy was a 2-1 favorite, and he was. By the way, those idiots forgot Abe Vigoda.
But but Abe, didn't he die in January?
Yeah.
Is that a...
So what?
David
so
Bowie.
What? No, so what? They still should have put
Bowie
him up there.
Died. Yeah, they should have, I guess. Yeah.
Just this January.
I got all kinds of good stuff.
I don't care. And finally, out of time.
Yeah, we're out of time.
Places,
we are.
Places, everyone. Out of time.
The real owner of every Oscar is actually the Motion Picture of Academy of Arts and Sciences. If you try to sell it, you'll get a $100,000 fine, and everybody signed to agree to. And finally.
Oh.
Sorry, PM, but we have to let him go.
Who's been the most nominated, never won? Peter O'Toole, Deborah Kerr, Richard Burton, Amy Adams.
Right, Amy Adams.
Burton.
Deborah Kerr.
The answer is Peter O'Toole.
Oh.
What a name. Peter O'Toole.
Oh.
That's like naming Dick O'Johnson. Pecker O'Peter. Or, you know, whatever. That was Mike Evans, and he doesn't like it when he has to be cut off like that. Courtesy of, as always, Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, right next door to each other on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Please accept my invitation to do your banking at First Community Credit Union. It's an open invitation. There's no pressure. It's not these, do it in the next 10 minutes. You must do it. I'm never going to do that to you. You must call. You can do it today. You can do it tomorrow. You can do it Wednesday. Why put it off? I'm giving you an opportunity to go to a better place to bank, because I think that's what you're going to find. It's a better, the rates are consistently competitive. The people treat you wonderfully because you're the boss. The members own the place. We all together cumulatively actually own this credit union, First Community Credit Union. So, of course, they're going to treat you right. And they got anything you want, everything you're doing at your bank, they do. We just think they do it better. So just give us some thought, will you? Stop in any of the 42 locations, find out more, get some fresh popcorn. And that's right, 42. They're the biggest credit union in the entire St. Louis area. They are First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Wild.
All right, Dan, for the most part, traffic is thinning out. You have a little slow spot on southbound 270 from Page down through about the Clayton Road overpass. But the worst of it right now, this accident on eastbound 64 just before 157. At last check, only the left lane was getting through. You're backed up almost to the 5570 split at the Museo Veterans. This report is brought to you by NBC's The Voice. The Voice is back with America's favorite coaches, Blake, Adam, Farrell, and Christina. The Voice returns, and the blind auditions begin tonight, followed by the return of Blind Spot on NBC. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
The Big Sports Show.
The Big Sports Show.
Hey, it's Jim Huer. On Monday's show, we kick-started with Andy Strickland. We'll talk all things about the NHL trade deadline. 7 o'clock hour, it's Tiger Talk. And in the 8 o'clock hour, the Danny Cox Outdoor Show. The guest, Kelly Chase. That's all on the show for Monday night.
The Big Sports Show.
The Big Sports Show.
Weeknights from 6:30 till 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Control, this is QL1. Side hatch is secure.
QL1, this is Control. We copy, showing normal cabin pressure. Over.
Control, this is QL1. Do you like mortgages?
That's a negative, QL1. Over.
Control, do you like rockets?
That's affirmative, QL1. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Of course you are, Control. Everyone likes rockets. Control, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
An update on a bizarre stolen vehicle case. One of the victims was feared murdered. Tonight, police say that victim is a suspect.
A high school athletic building destroyed by fire. What investigators are finding beneath the rubble.
The Best Picture Oscar for the movie Spotlight is seen by some as a win and validation for years of speaking out about sexual abuse in the church. I'll explain.
An Alton man is charged after shouting racist comments and making threats at a Muslim family as they visited a home for sale next door.
And we're following some breaking news right now out of Marthasville. You can see a car was found.